In a world filled with chaos and uncertainty, I find myself standing on the sidelines, observing the unfolding events from a distance. I have deliberately distanced myself from the relentless barrage of mainstream media, for it no longer serves as a beacon of truth or enlightenment. Instead, it has become a mere puppet, dancing to the tune of dark forces that manipulate the narrative. As I watch the world around me, I cannot help but believe that we are teetering on the precipice of an unprecedented era. It is a time when the very foundations upon which this nation was built, as enshrined in the sacred Constitution, appear to be crumbling. The pages of history may soon turn, and a new chapter will emerge, one in which the old ways are replaced with something unrecognizable. In the depths of my heart, I hold the conviction that this grand design was set in motion long ago, a meticulously crafted plan to dismantle the old world order and usher in a new one. With it, the laws that have governed our society for generations will be rewritten, and the once familiar nation will fade into oblivion, its memory relegated to dusty history books, which may no longer grace the shelves of our schools. A foreboding future looms on the horizon, one where our ability to defend ourselves and make choices of our own accord will be but a distant memory. The omnipotent hand of the government will dictate our destinies. They will decide where we work, what we drive, and even where we live. Our lives will be meticulously controlled, like marionettes on invisible strings. I envision a time when the elderly are segregated into isolated enclaves, their care reduced to the bare minimum, cut off from the society they once knew, their worth determined by the arbitrary standards set by those in power. As the days unfold, I see the division among different cultures deepening, each group relegated to its own segregated corners of the land. Our social status will determine our fates, dictating where and how we live. Those who conform to the government's laws will dwell in opulence, while those who dare to defy will be condemned to lives of destitution, toiling away in work camps, exiled from the world they once knew. A sense of persecution will hang heavy in the air, as individuals are targeted and silenced for their opinions and beliefs. In this dystopian world, our society will devour itself, descending into a maelstrom of chaos and despair until it crumbles into nothingness. Yet, amid this bleak vision, I hold on to a glimmer of hope for my own future. I yearn for a world untainted by sin and sickness, a realm free from the shackles of crime and malevolence. In my dreams, I envision a life of serenity, where I wake to perfect sunrises and retire to flawless sunsets. In this idyllic world, I go to a job of my choosing, my passion driving me every day, free from the weight of financial burdens. I travel to far-off lands, exploring landscapes beyond imagination, from serene lakes to majestic waterfalls. The cares and worries of the world are but distant memories. I picture a home nestled in the countryside, surrounded by endless fields of green. A two-story house with a wraparound porch, adorned with new furnishings. In the kitchen, a refrigerator brimming with perfect food and the purest water imaginable. As I step out the back door, my eyes fall upon a barn housing a tractor and a pickup truck. In my hand, a device connects me to the world at my fingertips. A vast expanse of land awaits, ready for a bountiful garden, cultivated without the need for harmful chemicals. The world becomes my playground, a canvas of endless adventures. I traverse the globe, encountering new faces and forging lasting friendships. I dine in exotic locales, swim in crystal-clear oceans, and immerse myself in the beauty of music festivals, art exhibitions, and theatrical performances. I conquer towering mountains, ride the waves while surfing, and partake in countless thrilling experiences. My beloved pets are by my side, and I even have the privilege of petting tigers and lions. In this future of boundless possibilities, my life is filled with radiant promise. But I am acutely aware that the world we currently inhabit, and the souls left behind, will be trapped in an eternal cycle of torment and despair, a life devoid of hope and endless pain. For me, the choice is clear: I choose salvation, I choose the path of the Lord. When my time comes, I believe that the heavenly abode prepared for me will be there, waiting to welcome me with open arms. It is then that true life will begin, a life beyond imagination, where the worries of this world are but a distant memory.